Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
We honor your name, the one whose mind is full of us. Thank you. You are good, your mercies, your loving kindness endures forever. Thank you. 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 In a while, maybe not once in a while, most time, please bring yourself before God, see where you are coming from, and see how far He has brought you. See His present dealings in your life, and see how mighty He is. Just sit down and think. When you sit down and think, you will know that you are a wonderful person because God has chosen to love you. You are a beloved of the Lord. Are we in church this morning? You are the beloved of the Lord. I like telling people, if you are the only one on earth, Jesus will still have come to die for you. Don't let anybody look down on you. Forget what anybody has said concerning you that makes you feel you are not good enough. You are not, you know, stop all this performance, trying to please people, doing everything to please people. You are already the beloved of the Lord. What did I do? I remember the first time I heard this song. You know us, and you still love us. What an amazing God you are. You know our weakness, you still love us. What an amazing God you are. You know our mistake, our errors, our sins, our iniquities. You still choose to love us. I have no accents. I have no meaning. Still, you came to me. I have no standard. I have no helper. You came through for me. Obinigwe. Obinigwe. Are we my Yahuwah? Thank you.
know Jacob
was about to face his brother and he was very afraid. And he spoke to the Lord. He said, this brook, when I was crossing it the other time, I only had a staff. Now I have gone to live with Laban. Worked for him for 20 years. He reduced my salary 10 times. But here I am. Full company. Even though I have been maltreated, I have no essence. I have no meaning belt. You can't do it for me. We thank you. I deserve nothing, but you have chosen to help me. I deserve no mercy, but you are choosing to make my life glorious. I thank you. My past is not good to look at, but you are giving me a better present, and I'm expecting a glorious future. Not because of me, but because of who you are. Even though I look down on myself, even though people don't see any good thing in us, that you still choose to favor us, we thank you. Can we lift our hand to him and just say thank you? Just thank him. 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 If you mark iniquity, who can stand? If you mark iniquity, I will be nowhere to be found. But you still love me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Happy Niguel. We bless your name in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Deep, tangible, touchable in our midst. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. 3 weeks ago, I started a series on supernatural increase. The week after was May Day, so I needed to stop and come teach about the work of our hands, Jubilee for our work. Last week was Mother's Day, and we looked at the backbone, mothers are backbone, and how we should all be backbone. And today I'm here to continue on supernatural increase. So it's a continuation of the first 3 services and last time we were here. I want us, we've been talking about areas of our life that God wants to bring an increase. So far, apart from looking at various angles of divine increase, we've looked at God wanting to increase us in our spiritual life, increase in wisdom, increase in favor, increase in wealth, increase in the church, increase in numbers, increase in blessings, increase in influence and authority, increase in help, increase in anointing, various areas of our life that God wants to increase us. And as this service, I want us to continue, even if it's 1 or 2, I want to take, God wants to increase the grace of God in our life. Grace is what distinguishes Christianity from any other religion. There was a workshop in Oxford years ago, early of the last century, and they were looking at comparative religion. What is the difference? What makes Christianity different from every other religion? So they were talking about it and various things. And then, and the resurrection, mentioned resurrection, and somebody came and said, no, there are other religions that also believe the resurrection. And C.S. Lewis, very notable Christian now, walked into the room. He was a professor in Oxford. Walked into the room while they were discussing. Oh, he said, what is the discussion about? He said, what makes Christianity different from? He said, oh, grace. grace. It's grace that separates Christianity from every other religion. There is no religion that preaches grace. Check it all. In fact, what happened in Sokoto is because there is no grace. What happened in Sokoto is an eye for an eye. Let's not be distracted. Grace is what differentiates Christianity from every other. That's why you must always be ready to make grace available. If you live your life by do me, I do you, you will be in trouble. God has not treated you by virtue of do me, I do you. God treats every one of us from the viewpoint of grace. And God has made a measure of grace available for everybody. And He wants us to grow in grace. Now, there is something that before I knew it, everywhere people talk about it. I want to tap into your grace. By the grace of my Father. And the grace, everywhere. And soon, I'm not sure that word is making good meaning again. I need you to know that if you are a believer, you have a measure of grace. Ephesians 4, 7. Every believer started with a measure of grace. And that measure of grace, God wants to increase in us. Can we all reach now? Oh my God. Please, this screen. But, can we all read together? But, grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Each one was given grace according. So grace has been given to every one of us in measure. Listen to me. You have a measure of grace. Tell somebody you have a measure of grace. Tell somebody, let me hear you. Tell somebody you have a measure of grace. Everyone born again, child of God, has a measure of grace. You have a measure of faith. You have a measure of grace over your life. Now, when God gives you that measure, He wants you to increase in that measure. Paul said something in 1 Corinthians 15. He said, I work more than them all. And not because of me. I am what I am by the grace of the Lord. When you have a measure of grace and you put it to work, when you don't say, I have grace, I will not do anything, everything will work. You will die there. You will rot there. Grace is meant to be worked on diligently for an increase everywhere we are. So everyone has a measure of grace, and God does not want you to die at that measure. God wants you to increase in that measure of grace. 2 Peter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter 3, 18. This screen, please. 2 Peter 3, 18. But grow. Can we all read together? But grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be both, to Him be the glory, both now and please put it off. It's distracting me. Put it off. Put this screen off. So we can grow in grace. Tell somebody you can grow in grace. Then tell the person, grow in grace. Tell the person, grow in grace. So if you look at the screen, say, but grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God wants us to grow in grace. Remember, everyone has a measure of grace. Everyone has a measure. Do you know how God works? He doesn't give you everything. He gives you everything as a seed. As you plant, as you water, as you walk on it, it grows. It is not the most talented that make it in life. It is the most hardworking that make it in life. There are many talented, lazy people. They die with their talent. There are many people that have no talent, but they keep working out, and then they look as if they are talented. Everyone has grace. You must walk in grace. You must walk on grace so that you must grow in grace. We grow in the grace of our Lord Jesus. So number one, we all have a measure of grace. Number two, we can all grow in grace. And God wants us to grow in grace. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for the obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with his blood. What is in front of blood? What is in the front of blood? That's not it. What is in the front of blood? Hold on. According to the foreknowledge of God the Father, in the sanctification of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and for sprinkling with blood, colon, all these things are so that you may grow, that grace and peace be multiplied. So remember, first one, you have a measure of grace. Second, you can grow in grace. Third, what? Grace can be multiplied to you. So God wants us to increase in grace. He gives us a measure. We grow in that measure. We multiply that measure. Let's look at the third level. One of my favorite scriptures. If you have been in church for long, you know I keep praying this scripture. 2 Corinthians 9:8. The third level of that grace. So God wants us to grow in grace. He doesn't want you to be at the same level of grace. He wants you. He gives you a measure. He commands you to grow in that measure. He tells you to multiply that measure. And then 2 Corinthians 9:8. Let's look at it. And God, let's go. One, two, go. And God is able to make all grace. So remember, there's a measure of grace. There's growing in grace. There's multiplicity of grace. And there's what he called all grace. Can we read together? Let's go. One, two, go. And God is able to make all grace abound to you. What does that all grace do? What does it do? So that having all sufficiency in all things at all times, you may abound to every good. So there is a measure of grace. When you grow in that grace, you will grow to an extent that you get to the level of all grace. Put it back. And all grace, look at what all grace does. Look at what all grace does. Look at it. God is able to make all grace. All grace abounds. That all grace makes you to have sufficiency in some things. Not some things. Is it some things? Sufficiency in. There are levels on earth when you are under grace. There's a grace, a level of grace that you have grown in that gives you sufficiency in all things. Listen, it doesn't only give you sufficiency in all things. It gives you sufficiency in all things at all times. Some people have sufficiency sometimes. God wants you to grow in grace, so that you might have sufficiency in all things at all times. I even jump one or all sufficiency. All sufficiency. So he's not saying you are failing exam, you have money. That's not all sufficiency. All sufficiency is that everything is working according to your type and desire in every area of your life. Please put us, is it still on the screen? I want us to lift our hands up. We have prayed it many times. they will not get tired praying. Lift your two hands up. Look at that screen. Say, oh Lord, make all grace. Well, make all grace available, abound to me, so that I, having all sufficiency in all things, at all times, may abound in every good work, in every work. I abound by grace, by the grace of the Lord, I abound. Lift your two hands to him. Grace. All grace, all grace. Can I say all grace? Say all grace that brings all sufficiency. All grace abound to me. I have all sufficiency in all things, at all times, and I abound in every good work. All grace, all sufficiency in all things, at all times, in every good work. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Can I say all grace? So if your measure is this small, desire to grow in all grace, all sufficiency, in all things, at all times, for all good works. If you reach that level of grace, you are unstoppable. And that's where God wants to take you to. Can you look at the life of Jesus? John 1:16. John 1:16. So God wants us to grow in grace. Can I say, I grow in grace? I didn't hear you say, I grow in the grace of the Lord. Say, I grow in grace. I move to all grace. I have all sufficiency in all things, at all times, and I abound to every good work. In the name of Jesus. John 1:16. Can we read about Jesus? Let's go. One, two, go. And from his fullness, we have all received grace. This thing get level, measure, given to everybody. Then we grow in it. Then we multiply in it. Then we have all grace. I thought after all grace, that might be the end. But in Jesus, there is grace upon grace. So all grace upon all grace in Christ. And you are in him who is the head of all principalities. So you have grace upon grace. So that is why, I don't know how to say it without offending you. Maybe we should reduce saying, let God make grace available. Grace there everywhere. Nyanfu, nyanfu. It's not what we pray for. It is there. Beyond your imagination. It is you that must do your work. We will do as the Lord gives grace. Before you were born, all grace was available for you. Just like in the Garden of Eden, before he created Adam, everything needed was created first. Every kind of grace you need has been given to you. Let's not use grace as an excuse again. As God makes grace available, grace is available. Look at what the Bible says. He said, where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. So we can't say we committed sin because there was no grace. There is more grace even than the sin. Are you here? Are you still in church? Can you hear me? If there is something available for you in abundance, it is grace. You need to learn to grow in it. I don't know if you can help me look 1 Corinthians 15. I don't know where it is, maybe around verse 12, where it said, I am all that I am by the grace of God. By grace you made us who we are. In grace you made us who we are. We are who we are. By grace. Grace you made us who we are. Verse 9. 1 Corinthians 9. We read to verse 11. 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 15:9. 15:9. 15:9. Look at where he started. Can we read together? See, listen to me. It doesn't matter where you are. Grace always makes a difference. Me, I am a testimony about that. My life is a testimony of grace making a way for somebody that does not deserve it. I don't know if there's anybody like me. Oh. So I can say with Paul, look at verse 9. For I am the least of all people, of apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church. And this one, we can fill in the gap of those days. Because I did this, because I did that, because, you know, different people have different stories. But what verse 10 says, let's read verse 10 together. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I did what? I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Grace makes you work harder than all. Grace does not make you lazy. Let me not talk about my people today. Improve, increase, move forward. That is what grace does for us. So in your business, you move forward by grace. You work harder than anybody. Grace makes you work harder than anybody. But what we do now is that, well, I'm depending on the grace of God. I don't have to do anything. You know, the race is not to the swift. The battle is not to the strong. God will have mercy on who will have mercy. See, that's the way they look for. People, where they born again like you, then they speak in tongues like you. They get more certificates than you. They are looking for the same thing. They pray 5 hours in a day. You are praying 30 minutes. And you say, I'm looking for grace. That person also not a believer. He's also looking for grace. Who do you think God will give it to? Contrary, I work harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of the Lord in me. I don't know what Paul is going to tell you about the number of times he plays a keyboard in a day. He can say, grace. It's by the grace of the Lord. Pastor, just come and lay hands on me again. Pastor, I need grace. You see, there's a way people play now. Please come and lay your hands on me so that the grace of God will come upon me. And now, grace makes you work harder than everybody. Can you help me tell somebody? Say, grace makes you work harder. I didn't hear you say grace makes you work harder. Grace is not an excuse. Grace is an empowerment. Grace is an enablement that makes us do better than others. You can have grace and be lazy. When you have grace and you are lazy, it is not grace, it is talent. You will get nowhere with it. Grace makes you work harder than all. Are we in church? I don't want to do anything. The God whose grace remembered David in the forest and took him to the throne. You have not read the Bible well. It is not the right thing. When he was there, what was he doing? He was playing skillfully. Somebody saw him and told the king that I have seen somebody in the bush. He can play better than all. He was now banking on grace and doing nothing in the forest. So when we come and we say, the grace that took David from the forest, from the bush into the palace. Remember, when he was in the bush, what was he doing? He was practicing. He was killing animals. He was doing everything. Listen to me. When you are in the bush at the backside, if you are doing nothing, if you meet Goliath, Goliath will crush you. Grace makes you work better. Grace makes you prepare more. Grace makes you try again and again. Grace makes you pray again and again. Grace makes you practice again and again and again and again. Grace makes you try a new style and again and again. That is what grace does for you. Grace does not make you lazy. I ask from the fullness of Christ, may grace upon grace be released over every area of your life. Grace, can I say grace upon grace? In the name of Jesus, let's lift at once up and pray together. Say, Lord, I increase in your grace. In my place of all grace, your grace makes me excel. Your grace makes me walk harder. Your grace. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Please, let's do a little analysis. Paul, did he meet Jesus physically? Hello? Did Paul meet Jesus physically? Never. Peter, John, James, Bartholomew, all the others, they walked with Jesus for 3.5 years. Who do you think have a greater grace? If it is grace by the definition of our grace, they walked with Jesus. They met Jesus face to face. In fact, on the confession of Peter, Jesus said, on this confession, the church will build and the gate of hell. By what we call grace, they have higher grace than Paul. But who made greater impact? Why? His grace. He worked harder by the measure of his grace, and he exceeded them all. Everybody has a measure. Listen, some will have more than you. Some will have little. But if you work harder, you can get to a level greater than everybody that has more than you. Remember the parable of the talents. We are given measures according to our abilities. We have to work on them and move forward. Grace increases by hard work. Grace increases by hard work. I am more, I am, by the grace of God. Contrary to all, I work harder than all of them. I pray for the grace that makes you diligent. The grace that enables you. The grace that lifts you above all. Let that grace be upon your life. Let that grace be upon your destiny. Let that grace help you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We bless your name. We glorify you. I ask that that grace will teach you manners, teach you decorum. That grace will help you maintain and keep your customers. That grace will elevate you in the name of Jesus. Listen to me. If you walk with grace wherever you are, you might not need to apply for any work again, and you'll be changing jobs because you have worked with somebody that have seen your hard work and grace upon you. He will be referring you. When I was in the bank, there were people that they are organs that move. And when they are moving with staff to wherever they are going. Say, I have been promoted, I'm going 3 months' time, I'm bringing you people in. Before you know it, he negotiates for them. For me to achieve this thing, this will have to come. He elevates them, he's keeping them. They are moving with him. Why? They are hard workers. And there is a kind of grace upon their lives. Do you know that when there is a kind of grace that is making you do the right things, doing it well, you might not have to do any advert. It is people that come to your shop that will be advertising you everywhere you are. You might not need to apply for any work again. It's people that will be recommending you. Ah, I met this guy. He did a presentation somewhere. Come and take him. He did a presentation somewhere. He can do this. He can do that. He can do this. You might not need anything. You will just be having referrals everywhere. But when you are squeezing your face, when your name is Grace and you are always frowning, how can grace be frowning everywhere? How can grace be unapproachable? You are laughing at me. All of you, your name is Grace. You must look gracious. Are we here? We must increase in grace. So at the end of a year, I should look at you and know that grace have increased in your life. I ask that grace in all ramifications, in all dimensions, will increase in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands, two hands up. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Lift your two hands. Let's pray. Let's pray. See, by the grace of the Lord, I will not be stranded, so I increase in grace. By grace, things work. By grace, I'm enabled. Say, by grace, I'm empowered. By grace, I work harder. By grace, I am better. By grace, I go the extra mile. By grace, I am equipped. By grace, I am strengthened. By grace, I am the best. By grace, I do better than all. By grace, by grace, by grace. By grace, by grace, by grace. I increase in grace. In everything I do, there is an increase in grace. An increase, an increase. We call forth an increase in grace over your life, your destiny, over the work of your hands, over everything you do. We call forth an increase in grace. There is an increase in grace for you. Enjoy grace. Enjoy the enablement of grace. Enjoy the empowerment of grace. Enjoy the equipping of grace. Enjoy the elevation of grace. Enjoy the lifting of grace. Enjoy the abundance of grace. May grace separate you. May grace make a way for you. May you grow in grace. May the grace be multiplied on you. May you increase in grace. May you have all grace, all sufficiency in all things, at all times. May grace upon grace move from grace to grace. In the name of Jesus, may all kinds of grace come upon you. In the name of Jesus, may this grace differentiate you. May it elevate you. May it distinguish you. May it lift you up. In the name of Jesus, I speak grace unto you. I speak grace to you. I speak grace to you. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Remember how we greet ourselves in church. How do we greet ourselves? Grace to you. It seems as if we are reducing that. Some people believe in saying, I celebrate you. After that, you celebrate me. You just say, I celebrate you. One naira, you know, give me, I celebrate you. I celebrate you. After that, grace to you, my brother. Grace to you. Tell somebody grace to you. Tell somebody grace to you. Tell somebody grace to you. Say, may grace be multiplied unto you. Grace to you. Receive the blessings. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord increase you, multiply you, and elevate you above all. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you peace all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. This week, you will grow in grace. Grace will multiply unto you. You will increase in all grace. You will have grace upon grace. All grace that bring all sufficiency in all things, at all times, will be made available for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed, and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.